If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Welcome back to Quest for Gold. We are 35 days away from the Winter Olympics in Milan, Cortina. I'm Brian Burrow. This was a huge week for qualifying for Team USA. Let's start with who's in. Just before Christmas, 41-year-old Lindsey Vonn qualified for her fifth Olympics. It came after 2 weeks of high finishes and podiums in Europe. The men's and women's U.S. hockey teams were announced Friday on the Today Show. On the women's side, half of the team is made up of Olympic veterans. Hillary Knight has made her fifth Olympic team. Kendall Coyne Schofield will be playing for her fourth Olympics. There are 4 3-timers, 4 2-timers, and 12 first-timers. Meanwhile, on the men's side, only 2 players have previous Olympic experience. Remember, this year, NHL players are allowed for the first time since 2014. Those include Brock Faber of the Wild and Jake Sanderson of the Ottawa Senators. Everyone else is a first-timer, but 21 of these 25 players represented Team USA in last year's Four Nations face-off, including the Tkachuk brothers and Austin Matthews. Team Canada released its rosters as well on the men's side. It included Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid. Not on that roster, though, is Blackhawks phenom Connor Bedard, who's been working to come back from a shoulder injury. The U.S. speed skating trials are taking place this weekend in Milwaukee. Jordan Stoltz is heavily favored to make this team in one form or another. He's been blowing out the international competition in the lead-up, but there are plenty of spots that need to be filled on the men's and women's side, and we'll have a full rundown for you next week. Also this week, in St. Louis, very stiff competition for spots on Team USA's extremely high-level U.S. figure skating teams. The Nationals are underway. Names like Amber Glenn, Alyssa Liu, and Ilya Malinin are drawing attention this year. But quietly, a familiar, perhaps forgotten name is battled back from injury and is looking to turn some heads and make up for some missed opportunities 4 years ago. Brady Tinnell got her joy back, and she's ready to surprise some people in St. Louis.
You are in St. Louis right now, doing some training. Is this kind of preps for you, visually, mentally, getting ready for January?
Yeah, I mean, I'm here kind of doing a little mini press tour, which is always a lot of fun to come and promote a competition like this, especially on an Olympic year. And I'm actually at a rink just over the Illinois border, just because I missed training yesterday. So I just wanted to get like a little session in this morning, get on the ice and run through a couple things just to keep the feeling. Because especially so close to a big competition like Nationals, I don't like to take more than 2 days off in a row. And I would have had like kind of a 3-day weekend. So this worked out really well.
Is this kind of the philosophy of the 27-year-old skater getting used to getting ready, visually planning? I mean, is this something you would have done before 2018?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I feel like I'm a completely different athlete in person than I was back then. I mean, I was still a teenager in 2018. Yeah. So, even my like normal training day now looks, you know, completely different than what it did 8 years ago. So I don't really think I can answer that actually.
Yeah. I talked to you back in pretty much around this time in 2021, and you were battling some injuries, but you were very hopeful, but you also kind of knew that the injuries were lingering. Mm-hmm. First of all, what's your current health situation? And then maybe we can get into a little bit about maybe some of the changes or alterations you did to get into this shape to be ready for this year.
Yeah. Still physically and mentally the strongest I've ever felt. I'm incredibly lucky to have had amazing support people around me, you know, mentally and health-wise. My medical team was fantastic the past few years, and I'm feeling really good. I'm really happy, and I'm healthy, and I'm so looking forward to stepping on national ice again.
Did you make any adjustments to the way you trained as a result of 2021-2022?
Yeah, definitely. I think just, you know, as you grow and mature in sport, especially elite sport, you have to listen to your body and figure out a system that works for you. So I changed the number of hours I was skating, and I changed. I actually skate one less day now. I normally don't skate on Saturdays. But what that does is it allows me to have the weekend to kind of recover, and train a little bit more intensely throughout the week. And then have the weekend to, kind of rest and reset and recover my body to prepare for the following week.
Were you putting too much stress on your body, do you think, 4 years ago? Maybe you weren't giving
I
yourself
can't.
enough time to recover. Maybe that was part of it as well, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't really answer that. I didn't re I still to this day don't really have answers on why that foot injury lingered so long and I had such chronic pain. But
It's gone now?
it is gone now. Yeah. I've been lucky that it hasn't come back, and I think it's just going to be one of those things in my life that I don't really ever have an answer for. But I was given another chance at skating and doing what I love and sharing it with people who love it just as much as I do. So I'm not looking a gift horse in the mouth, and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
When you had to make those tough decisions 4 years ago, I mean, were you thinking, hey, I can still do Italy. I could still make this happen.
No, that wasn't even a thought in my mind. It was more of just like, I was very present, very in the moment. It just felt like kind of my world was crashing down. Because when you spend, your whole life working for something, and I mean, 4 years ago I was the front runner, so it was a very jarring experience to basically be expected to be on the team and then all of a sudden not be physically capable of performing the skills that I've been doing my whole life. So I was very much just like kind of in the moment and feeling all the feelings and the turmoil that went along with that. And because I didn't have answers, I didn't know if I was going to be able to come back to the sport. And at that point, I didn't know if I wanted to, because I held a lot of anger, and like sadness over everything that happened. So yeah, it wasn't really a thought in my mind.
When we were at the Team USA Media Summit back in October, they talked a lot about the mental health aspects that excuse me, USOPC was offering some of the sessions and people you can talk to. Have you been able to take advantage of that? Maybe you're doing something on your own, or has that really helped you over the last 4 years, 8 years even?
We have incredible resources through the USOPC. We're really lucky as American athletes to have such a great system. I personally work with a psychologist through the USOPC, and she's incredible. I've known her for 10 years now, and I've worked with her on and off for those 10 years, but more regularly the last 4 years. And it's just been an instrumental tool in helping me deal with some of the stressors and, the emotional ups and downs of elite sport and, being a human doing all of this. 'Cause sometimes it's easy to forget, that you're not a machine, you're just a human. And life kind of has its own plans. There's that saying that it's like, man plans and God laughs, so it's yeah, my sports psychologist has been a very, very helpful influence on my journey the last few years.
The pressure slightly tamped down compared to 4 years ago because you're not that number one anymore? Because do you feel like, okay, not all eyes are on me, I can just focus and do my thing?
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point. There the nobody I don't think anybody is expecting me to be on the team this year, and I'm completely fine with that. Excuse me, I have kind of made my peace with the journey that I've been on. And that doesn't mean I'm not still trying for it or anything. It has nothing to do with that, but it's more of just like, the because Nationals, because I grew up in Chicago and Nationals are in St. Louis, it's only about a 5-hour drive, you know. So I'm gonna have so many people from home in the crowd here. And 4 years ago, I would have given anything in the world to compete at Nationals. To just have the opportunity to try to make the team. And you know, this year I'm in a much better place mentally. I'm in a much better place physically. And I have that opportunity to try. And not only that, but I get to do it in front of, you know, so many of my friends and family and people on my in my support system. So in a way, it's like, yeah, you didn't get to do this 4 years ago, but look at everything you have now. And at the end of the day, it's like I missed out on all of these things 4 years ago, but in my life today and at the end of the day, I'm happy and I love what I do, and you really can't ask for anything more than that.
Is it hard to, you mentioned staying present. Is it hard to stay present when you're talking to people like me about Italy, when you're, when everyone's asking about the Olympics and you've also got this past and maybe a chip on your shoulder? Is it difficult to stay in the moment and think about the next step and think about the next day and the next training session when you've got things from your past and things from the future coming up?
Yeah, it can be a little bit distracting for sure. But the thing that I love about skating is that when I'm on the ice and I'm practicing and I'm doing my thing, the rest of the world just melts away. You know, I just my mind goes blank and I'm just in the moment and I'm doing what I love. And honestly, I don't think about the Olympics. I don't think about anything else. I just, you know, I'm in it and I'm doing my thing and that's it. So that's one of the things that I've always loved about skating, is that I no matter what else was going on in my life or in the world, I could step on a sheet of ice and just completely lose myself to it. And you know, that's a fantastic feeling. So
It sounds like you got your joy back for this
I
sport.
do. I
Yeah.
do. And you know what? When I decided to come back to the sport, that was my whole goal. You know, so during some of the interviews yesterday, you know, I was asked some of these some similar questions to the questions that you're asking, and I just talked about a lot, like you said, it sounds like I have my joy back, and I do, I really do. My entire goal, you know, with coming back was I felt like I owed it to the little girl that I used to be that had a dream of doing this for her life. And when I lost out on all those things 4 years ago, it took me a while to get to the place where I was considering coming back. And when it was time to make that decision, I was like, I don't want to live with the what ifs. And if I look deep inside myself and you know at the little girl I used to be, you know, she would say, why wouldn't you try? You know, you've come this far. So going through everything that I have and kind of like my own personal battle or like war, I call it. It's like stepping on national ice again on an Olympic year, is its own victory in and of itself for me. So, you know, that's it's going to be a special moment for me. It's going to be an emotional competition, because I couldn't do it 4 years ago, and now I can, and just stepping on that ice is a reward. You know, it's why I came back. So.
And skating is your life. You've been coaching the younger ones for. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I am. I am. I've got quite a couple kids now, and it's been a lot of fun, especially these past few years. So.
What do moms and dads, when they come up to you and say, how do I get my child up to your level? What do you tell them?
I tell them a lot of time, a lot of patience, a lot
A
of
lot of
hard
tears,
work.
some injuries,
Yeah.
early
Yeah, for
morning ice
sure.
time, I'm sure.
Oh my God, yeah.
For people who haven't seen your program yet, what does it look like?
So I have two programs. So I have the short program, which is set to Lana Del Rey's Young and Beautiful from The Great Gatsby. And both of my programs this year are very meaningful to me for very different reasons. My short program, I have loved the music for a very long time. I've always wanted to do a program to it, but felt like I needed to wait until I was mature enough that I could give the performance the emotional piece that it deserves. And I feel like at this point in my career, with all my experiences, I could really deliver that. So I'm really looking forward to putting that out on national ice. And then my free skate is set to different selections from the Mission soundtrack, the movie from the 80s. And I chose this music for this year because I skated to it about 10, almost 10 years ago. But that was before I met my current head coach and choreographer, Benoit Richaud. And he has like completely transformed my skating. And so I always knew I wanted to come back to this piece because I love the music. So I always knew I wanted to come back to it and do it with Benoit. And so I chose that for this year because there are a lot of like themes in the movie. The movie is like, it's not happy. It's not a happy movie at all. It's a very like dark and kind of disturbing, kind of gory movie. But some of the themes of like sacrifice and the emotional toll and the struggles, the hardships that some of the characters go through in the movie, those were concepts that I could relate to, given the past few years of my life. And so I kind of draw on those specific themes from the movie, but I'm not telling the story of the movie. I'm telling the story of my mission to come back to skating, and find my joy in it again. So it's a really vulnerable program for me. And I'm really proud of it. Honestly, it's really fun for me to skate and yeah, so
Days out from the competition, are you still making tweaks, or is it just a matter at this point of repetition, repetition, repetition?
honestly, it kind of depends. I'm gonna be I have some virtual stuff with Benoit next week to kind of fine-tune and polish a couple things. And I really trust him implicitly. So, if he sees something in the program that he thinks isn't working, he kind of asks me how I feel, and then he's like, okay, well, maybe we should try this, and so we kind of collaborate, and if he sees something and he's very decisive, he immediately knows if something is going to work or not. So if he sees something and he wants to change it, then I'm like, okay, let's try it. But it's kind of an ongoing process. So like, yes, the program is set, but if he sees something that needs to be tweaked or changed, then we just make that change and move forward.
Sure. All right, but you brought them up earlier. I mean, there are a lot of really good athletes right now competing for the US. Can you just talk kind of about where US figure skating is now compared to where it was maybe 10 years ago?
Yeah, I mean it's fantastic. It's such an incredible thing to be a part of this, generation of skaters that's so incredible. I mean we have three of the four disciplines we have world champions right now, which is crazy. I don't remember the last time that happened. On the men's side we have Ilya Malinin who or Malinin, sorry, who is like breaking records left and right. He's just incredible to watch. I mean, it's really awesome, and I'm so proud, to be representing the US at a time like this, and be considered like one of the best skaters in the nation right now.
Do you get to interact with the rest of, I mean, you compete against them quite frequently, I'm sure. I mean, what is the relationship like?
I mean, we all respect each other as athletes. I'm closer with some athletes versus others. There's kind of a lot of us, so sometimes we're like ships passing in the night. We don't always get to see each other. But Nationals is special because it's the one competition a year where we all are there and we all get to see each other, and we can kind of see everybody's programs and how they've evolved over the season, and all the work that's gone into it. So it's a really fun experience, and a really cool thing to be able to sit there and cheer for your teammates.
The 2026 Prevagen U.S. Figure Skating Championships begin Sunday and run through the week. It serves as the final qualifying event ahead of the selection of the figure skating team that will represent Team USA at the Winter Olympics in Milano Cortina. Stay tuned. That'll do it for this episode of Quest for Gold. I'm Ryan Burrow. We'll be back next week.